This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump said on Friday that he was not targeting the Bidens when he held up military aid from Ukraine. As AP correspondent Rita Foley reports, the president also said he welcomes an impeachment trial in the Senate.
It's crazy what's going on because the people get it. It's a hoax.
President Trump says he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. His view of the impeachment investigation?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats who just wrapped up public hearings say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rivals, the Bidens.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Rita Foley, Washington.
A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. We get the details from AP's Shelley Adler.
55-year-old Jerry Chung-Shing Lee has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Lee more than $840,000 and that Lee likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Lee ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Adler, Washington.
An update on Wall Street Friday with the Dow Jones Industrials adding 0.39%, the S&P gained 0.22%, and the NASDAQ added 0.16% in Friday's trading. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces killed four people on Friday as they opened fire and launched tear gas at protesters on a central Baghdad bridge. Two people died from bullet wounds and two from tear gas canisters launched directly at their heads. At least 61 more people were injured. As many as 330 people have been killed since the start of mass unrest in Baghdad and southern Iraq in early October. Protesters are demanding the overthrow of a political class they see as corrupt and serving foreign powers, while many Iraqis languish in poverty without jobs, health care, or education. Hong Kong's High Court has reinstated a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks. The court ruled Friday that the government could enforce the ban for 1 week. It was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers so that protesters could not hide their faces. Many protesters have defied the ban, and 632 people were arrested under the regulation. The latest decision comes as police prepare for possible unrest during contested district council elections that are scheduled for Sunday. Health advocates encouraged U.S. President Donald Trump to move forward with a federal ban on thousands of flavors used in e-cigarettes. In a spirited discussion that the White House billed as a listening session, Trump heard from anti-vaping stakeholders who pleaded with him to stick to his September commitment to ban all flavors in e-cigarettes, including menthol. Senator Mitt Romney said that children are at risk because of the flavors used in the e-cigarettes.
Almost 6 million kids addicted to nicotine, and they're getting addicted to nicotine because of flavors. 66% of the kids addicted to these products are saying they didn't even know it had nicotine in it. They thought it was just a candy-type product.
Electronic cigarette use by teenagers has surged, but federal authorities have not finalized a plan for their regulation. The Supreme Court has agreed to consider an appeal of a case allowing a lawsuit over the no-fly list. AP's Jennifer King has more.
The three men are New Yorkers, American Muslims who were born overseas. They claim in their lawsuit that their religious convictions led them to rebuff FBI agents who wanted them to inform on people in their Muslim communities. The men say the agents placed them on the list of people prevented from flying because they were considered a threat. They've since been taken off the list, but the men say they lost work and were ostracized because of the travel restrictions. The issue before the court is a Justice Department appeal of a lower court ruling that allowed the men to sue under a 1993 law protecting religious freedom.
That's Jennifer King of AP. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.